This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Quiz and Hers, the podcast where we test each other's knowledge and the strength of our relationship. My name is Hallie. Oh, and I forgot to say, in a 10-week battle for glory. But not this time.
No, this time it is an 11-week battle for glory.
That's because we tied 15-15. So this will say who is the superior trivia master person.
Yes, the season 7 champion and the first ever 4-time champion.
Correct.
So yeah, so the last time we had a tiebreaker episode was in season 5. So, if you are new to the podcast since then, here's how the tiebreakers work when we need them. So, each of us writes 5 more questions, one representing each of our themes from the 5 games that we wrote the previous season. There are no discussions in a tiebreaker episode, so it'll just be a sort of short mini-episode, and whoever answers more questions correctly out of 5 than the other is declared the season champion. And if we end up tied at the end of this,
that's it.
Fuck it. We're not doing it again.
Nope. Our first to ever tie.
I hope that doesn't happen. All right.
Okay.
Anything else to say?
Nope.
All right, let's do it. So my first game this season was all about anger. And so here is my bonus anger question. The category is sports and games.
Okay.
What video game company developed Rage and Rage 2, which combined the first-person shooting mechanics found in Doom and Quake with racing?
I don't know. I don't know game companies.
There aren't too many that you need to know for trivia, but this is one of them.
Rock Hard. Did I make that up? I definitely made that up.
Is that your answer?
No, I think they just make Batman.
That's Rocksteady.
Rocksteady.
I'll give you that one for free.
Thanks, Rocksteady.
That is not one of the ones you need to know for trivia, by the way.
I know Rocksteady. I know Bethesda. I know Nintendo. And that's about it. Nintendo.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not Nintendo.
I know that.
It's id Software.
Never heard of it.
Id, like the Freudian concept of the id. They developed Doom and Quake, which were like revolutionary first-person shooters. Actually, we talked about this briefly in my eggs episode.
That's evil.
So,
just throw it back in my face.
Yeah, so if you actually learned things from what I
say. Wow, this is rude. I don't appreciate this.
They are not super well-known for Rage or Rage 2. They were not as popular, but they are id projects.
I'm sorry I can't internalize every word that you say.
That's the goal here. All right, over to you.
Okay, my first game was Frozen. Too Frozen, Too Frigid.
Yes.
That's what it was, right?
Yes, one of my favorite names of any game.
Thank you. Category is arts and literature.
Okay.
What children's book by Ezra Jack Keats about a young African-American boy in winter, which received the Caldecott Medal in 1963, was number 1 on the list of top checkouts of all time by the New York Public Library?
Jesus.
Number 1.
Wow.
I actually read that recently in an article, and then I thought of it when I was writing it.
Oh, I think I might know this. Is it The Snowy Day?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
It is The Snowy
Yes!
Day.
Yes! I don't know where I pulled that out of.
I don't either.
Presumably
I don't think I would have gotten that. Okay.
All right. My next game this season was Oh, the Weather Outside is Deadly.
Yep.
It's all about natural disasters and extreme weather. So here's another question from that game.
I should have studied.
Category is music.
Okay.
One of the many, many popular songs titled Hurricane is a protest song about the arrest of boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter by this folk singer, born Robert Allen Zimmerman.
I know.
I think you do.
I think it's Bob Dylan.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It is Bob Dylan.
Yay!
Nicely done.
I knew that was his real name. Wait, is he Jewish?
I think he is, or like
did
by
he become
birth.
A Buddhist?
I think he's bounced around lots of different religious faiths.
Which is the one in the Hanukkah song? Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen isn't Jewish, but my mother thinks he is. Right. Yes.
I was like, it's definitely not Bob Dylan. It's Bruce Springsteen. Okay.
All right, back to you.
All right. My second game was about saving lives. What did I call it?
Saving Lives Through Trivia.
Saving Lives Through Trivia.
Also a very good title.
Thank you. I'm good at this.
Sounds like a charity or something.
Ooh, we should start that charity.
I think I made this joke during the episode. I think I said I would donate to that charity.
We should. We should start it.
Okay.
Like pub trivia, but the winnings go to charity.
I don't think anyone would do that.
Why?
Because I think pub trivia fans, they like prizes. I don't know.
Fine. This is a movies and TV question.
Okay.
What surgeon on MASH, played by Alan Alda, was able to stay calm while treating critically wounded patients in the Korean War and was also known for his pranks and his womanizing ways?
So, I've never seen MASH.
Me neither.
I know precisely two things about MASH. I know that Alan Alda was on it.
Yep.
Well, three things, actually,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, tell us all your three things.
I know three things about MASH. I know Alan Alda was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was originally a movie before it was a TV show.
Okay.
And I know that one of the characters was nicknamed Hawkeye, but it has nothing to do with the Marvel character of the same name. I can never remember if that was Alan Alda's character or not, but I know nothing else about MASH, so I will say it is Dr. Hawkeye.
Dr. Hawkeye?
Yes.
I mean, I can't give you credit for Dr. Hawkeye.
Fine. Is it, like, what's his last name? Like, Pierce or something?
I don't know.
What? You asked for the character's name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was Hawkeye not this character?
I'm not answering you. I just want a final answer.
Hawkeye. Pierce. Hawkeye Pierce. I don't know.
Fuck you.
Is that right?
Yes.
Ah!
This is frustrating.
I don't know where I got Pierce from.
I don't either. What the
I must have heard it somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know either. This is very frustrating.
So wait, what is the character's actual name?
Hawkeye Pierce. Well,
but is Hawkeye not a nickname? Is that his actual name?
No, it's a nickname, weird. But it wasn't the answer I was looking for.
Hang what were
on.
You looking for?
No, it was the answer I was... Shush. His name is Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin Pierce. You don't even need a nickname. That's great.
I know. Let's just name our kid Benjamin Franklin.
No, because people will think we did it for the National Treasure movies, which are not good.
Why would people think that?
Because isn't
maybe we named our kid off after Hawkeye Pierce.
But isn't Nick Cage's character in those movies Benjamin Franklin something or other? I forget his last name. It's a bad movie.
It's Gates.
Sure.
Why
yeah,
do
Benjamin
I know
Franklin
that?
Gates. That's his name.
Why do I know this?
I don't
okay,
know.
I like that
those
movie
are not good
lot.
Movies. All right.
I'm a big fan. Okay.
All right, so...
This is going poorly.
So my third game this season was all about the nation of Tunisia. And here is another times and places question from that one. The city of Tunis was the target of the disastrous Eighth Crusade, which was launched by this French king, who had also launched the Seventh Crusade, and is today the only French king to have been canonized as a saint. And it's that last clue that should make this automatic.
Saint Louis.
I will say I do need the regnal number, because there have been roughly 10,000 French kings named Louis.
Nine. Louis the... 15th.
Is that your answer?
Sure.
No, that was way after the Crusades.
I don't know!
Come on!
I didn't know there were Louis before that. Was it Louis the First?
No, but presumably there were 14 Louis before Louis the 15th.
Yes, I know, but I don't know all of them, so I just picked the one I knew.
Okay, so it's Louis the 9th is the only French king canonized as a saint, and any trivia head should know that, because that okay. comes up a lot. That's a classic fact.
Okay.
All right.
My third game was about presidents.
Yes, it was.
And this is a sports and games question.
Okay.
What president, born on August 20th, 1833, became the first sitting president to attend a Major League Baseball game in 1892 when his hometown Cincinnati beat the Washington Senators?
See, this is where it comes up that I should just know the years of all the presidents, but I don't. So, let me see if I can puzzle my way through this. So, 1892 was when he was in office. Okay, so, that's obviously post-Civil War, pre-World War I, so...
I don't know those presidents between that Civil War and World War I.
No, I don't think I do either, but let me see if I can pull one out of the air, so...
You don't have to, you already got two, it's all good.
But I would like to. Okay, so...
We're already winning. It's fine. Don't stress.
Okay, so I don't know the years, but I think I know who is, like, in that period. So I'm going to say McKinley.
Was that your answer?
Yes.
No.
Damn it. Who is it?
It's Benjamin Harrison.
Fuck! I thought of him, too. Okay.
Okay.
I do know the presidents in order, but I don't know the years, and I should. I should get on that. All right, so that's six questions down, and this is where we place the not-quite-halftime segment of the tiebreaker episodes. So we're going to take a quick break from the game, first of all, just to thank you guys for listening, and to remind you that if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at quizandhers@gmail.com. You can also follow and interact with us on social media. We are at quizandhers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we are proud members of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network, so check them out at bigheadsmedia.com. You can find podcasts there about anything else in the world that you like. And you can also find Quiz and Hers merchandise there. If you would like to support the show financially, you can get yourself a Quiz and Hers t-shirt or hoodie. And now we will send you over to a quick ad for one of our sibling pods at Big Heads Media.
Do you love a good story? Her American Story is a podcast for anyone who loves a good story. First and second generation American women share their American experience. Sharing our stories helps us to relate to one another, build understanding, as well as provide representation for those that need it most. I grew up in a smaller American town and lacked representation in my community and simply in media at that time. I created something I wanted to hear. I hope this podcast reaches those that need it most, as well as serves as a collection of simply interesting stories. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @HerAMStory. Everyone has a story. Share yours with me. Email me at heramericanstory@gmail.com.
All right, that's that. And now back to the game. Now, I'm up, 2-0 after three questions each?
No. I got Bob Dylan.
Sorry, you're right. I'm up 2-1 after three questions each.
Yes.
You're right. I apologize. All right. So my fourth game this season was questions that had nothing in common except their answers all contained one of the letters of the NATO phonetic alphabet. Now, I feel that you are at a slight advantage here in that we went over the NATO phonetic alphabet
but
at
I
the
probably
end
forgot.
Of that game. So.
But I probably forgot.
Well, we will see if you did forget. All right, so this is another NATO phonetic alphabet question, and the category is everything else.
Okay.
In Roman mythology, what mountain nymph was cursed by Juno, fell in love with Narcissus, and eventually faded away, leaving only the sound of her voice?
I know!
I think you do.
And I think I would have known this without the alphabet.
Okay.
Echo.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
It is Echo.
Yay!
Very good. Yes.
Woo!
She is probably the most asked about mountain nymph in trivia, if I had to guess.
I know the story.
Yeah.
I read it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yep.
It was also talked about in Ovid's Metamorphoses, which we talked about this season as well, when we talked about Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, my fourth one was about dreams.
Yes, it was.
Category for this one is music. What American pop rock band that formed in 1970 in Philadelphia had a top 40 hit with the single You Make My Dreams, as well as number one hits with Rich Girl, Kiss on My List, I Can't Go for That, and Maneater?
I know some of those songs.
I know all of them, because I used to work somewhere where they only played 80s music.
That's right.
So I know it all quite well. I just had 80s music in my head perpetually for a year. It was fine.
Wasn't fun for me.
I liked it. I'm a big fan of Africa.
It's not a good song.
I love it.
Crap. Okay. I don't know. Wham. It's not Wham.
No.
I know.
It's Hall & Oates. You make my dreams come true. Do, 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 do. What I want, you got. Dun,
they're dun, 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 atrocious.
I like them. I like all these.
Oh, boy. All right.
Your kiss is on my list. Okay, sorry.
All right, so now we're 2-2.
Yep.
Okay. So my last game this season was all about Monty Python, and particularly Monty Python's Flying Circus.
I should have studied. Regret.
No, you shouldn't, because that's not fair.
Okay. All right, you're right.
So this is an arts and literature question. The patient abuse sketch is notable for being co-written by Graham Chapman and this non-Python English author, who went on to write Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, as well as a humorous sci-fi series that, like the sketch, satirized nightmarish bureaucracy.
Satirized nightmarish bureaucracy. Gene Roddenberry.
Is that your answer?
Sure.
You are going to kick yourself.
I don't know.
Gene Roddenberry is American, first of all.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Douglas Adams.
Hitchhiker's
Guide to the Galaxy, which you've read.
Okay, you didn't say that.
No, because that would be way too easy.
I didn't know he wrote a sci-fi series.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh, I thought you meant a TV series.
No.
That's not fair.
All right.
Okay, my last game was dogs.
Yes, it was.
What small dog of the bull lineage and named after a city was the first American breed recognized by the American Kennel Club?
What category is this?
It's everything else.
I figured.
It's a question about dogs.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if it's named after a city, probably the Boston Terrier?
That is correct.
Whew! Ladies and gentlemen, your Season 7 champion and your first ever four-time champion, this guy right here.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You're a gracious loser.
Thanks.
Alright, so that'll do it for this little bonus bit of Quiz and Hers. Thanks for listening to this very competitive season, and we will be back in 2 weeks with the premiere of Season 8. So we hope to see you guys then, but until then, we will say goodbye.
Bye!
So my third game this season was all about the nation of Tunisia. I'll try that again. That was terrible.